Tattooed Muscle Girl Zeke, presented by RxMuscle.com. You've come to the right place for full coverage of women's bodybuilding, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, IFBB professional athletes Sonia Gonzalez and Adela Garcia.
Welcome to the lovely episode of Muscle Girls Inc. This is your host, Adela Garcia, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Sonia Gonzalez. And this episode is all about love because today is Valentine's Day. Hi, my lovely co-host, Sonia. How are you?
Hello, my love, my Valentine, Mr. Adela Garcia.
It's all about love. So we all are in love. Love is in the air. Love is in the air. Everywhere
what
you
love
smell
got to do
the air. We just want to tell everybody, happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, happy Valentine's was yesterday, but still, it's the week of love. So everybody, we hope you had a great Valentine's, and we hope you got lots of kisses, flowers, whatever you wanted to get. You know, if you wanted to, you know, get crazy and do the sweet stuff, sweet loving, we hope you got some of that too. Right?
Right, and some chocolate, and some dessert, and some all that good stuff.
All that good stuff. But Sonia, before we go any further in our show, we're going to take a few seconds and say this. Thank you so much, GNC and BPS4. For sponsoring Muscle Girls Inc. and the RX Go portion or RxMuscle.com. With lots of love, we really appreciate your support. Thank you. Yes.
Thank
so what's
you.
Up,
thank
Sonia?
You.
What's going on in your life? What's going on in your neighborhood, child?
What's going on in my hood, girl? Well, like you said, we just celebrated Valentine's Day and, I celebrated Valentine's Day with one of my best girlfriends because she was, me and her are single this Valentine's Day. But we had a good one, you know, I mean, we chilled out and hung out, you know, and felt sorry for ourselves. Nah, not really. We're like, gosh, damn, you know, we're single and we're happy. Prep for the Arnold, it's going really good. Blogging away on our Muscle Fitness Herbs blog. You know, everybody keep updated with that. Let's see what else here. And that's about it. Went out this weekend with some friends and hung out and met some cute boys. So that's always fun.
That's about it. You did, girl. Tell me.
Well, there's a few lookers out there. Not many, you know. I mean, there's always, you know, one in a thousand. But there's a couple, you know. So keeping it under wraps for now. Don't want to, like, throw it out there before you even get started, so.
Well, let me ask you this, Sonia, because I know when I was single, it was just so hard for me to go out on dates. Is it hard for you? Like, cause I always, like, you know, dieting and I'm always eating clean. Well, when you diet, you eat clean or whatever. I mean, hello, Adela. But it was just like, you're starting all over again. And when you get comfortable with somebody, like I've been dating Trent for 3 years now, and I'm comfortable with him at first, you know, our first day I have to get all dressed up and I have to always look cute. And then things start changing and then I just start, you know, I'm not putting a lot of makeup on and not like wearing like as nice as clothes and high heels. And now I'm like, oh, my workout clothes all the time, you know, hi, baby, yeah, whatever. So is it hard for you? Because you've been single for quite a long time now.
Well, it's not hard, but it's hard finding the right one. It's hard finding the one that you want to spend time with. I mean, because I'm pretty good at reading people, at reading guys and their emotions, and I mean, let's you know, face the facts. I mean, men base it all on looks. You know, I mean, the first thing is, you know, men have to be attracted to you, and vice versa. I mean, if I'm not, like, attracted to a guy, I mean, there's just no hope. I mean, I don't give a shit. He's got, this is going to sound shallow, but, I mean, I got to want to, you know, I got to be very attracted to the person to even, you know, let it go somewhere. I won't settle. Anyway, let's see. So going back to judgment, sir, you know in the first 5 minutes where the date's going to go, where the guy's looking, where his attention is, you know, even in just basic conversation. If you guys are conversating and, you know, I've been out with somebody where, you know, we're having a conversation about, he's asking me questions about myself, but he really doesn't want to get to know me, and he directs the question just completely different area.
Okay.
So, you know, within, you know, the first 5 minutes of if it's going to work, if you're going to be able to spend time with them, and then you give them a chance, and, you know, they always do something stupid. So to answer your question, no, I haven't found anybody, and that's not the problem. There's quantity, but it's the quality that's lacking. So, you know.
I being when I was single, it was just kind of hard for me. And meeting, like you said, there's quantity out there, but it's the quality. That's the problem. And it's just, it seems so hard. I really don't wish I was dating right now, because I will just kill somebody, you know?
Right. I don't think the values, I mean, I'm not that old, but, you know, I was in a marriage for, you know, a relationship for 12 years, and now I've been single for a couple years now. But when I first started dating my ex-husband, I just feel like things were different. Like, guys were different back then. I don't know if it's true or not, but they were just, I felt like they were just more gentlemen, more wanting to, like, wait outside the restaurant for you or open the door for you, or they just more manners. Now it's just like you're treated like you're disposable. I don't know. So...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It seems that way. I mean, I know all the girls do that. You know, they're single, and what they choose to do is they become just the gym training is pretty much their best friend, their everything. You know, they fall in love with the gym and competing, mm-hmm. Exactly, because that's just the best medicine. But there's not a lot of guys out there. You know, very, like, everybody now is different. You know, guys, they're not gentlemen anymore. They're just, okay, let's go out. You know, they want to bone you, or they just... It's not the way it used to be. So, I mean, I'm sure that there's still some good guys out there, and we're gonna find you a good guy. We're going to.
Yeah.
We gotta make him. We're gonna find something. So.
I mean, it's so funny because, you know, I have at least 2-3 dates every week, but I mean, it's, you know, if they get to the next day and to the next day, it's good, and then something will happen. So, you know, I'm not worried about it, and when it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. But I think guys are, you know, they don't want to commit. So, commitment issues. That'll be our next topic of conversation.
Yes, yes. So this weekend we have going on the Flex Pro is this weekend, right? And yes, it's going to be California. So that's like our first show of the year, actually, but it's only just going to be men's bodybuilding.
Right.
So it's going to be this weekend in California.
In Santa Monica, California.
Yes, girl. So that's going to be exciting. And then after that, we got 2 more weeks. And then we have the Arnold, which will be there. Like you said, you know, I'm doing my blog on Muscle and Fitness Curse. This week, I check it out. I talk about how to find the right coach. You know, how to find the perfect coach out there. Because, I mean, I get just... upset sometimes because people think that because they have a pro card that they already know, you know, how to get somebody ready for a show. They think because they are certified, they can train people. And it's, you know, especially when you're putting somebody on stage, I just advise people to know what to look for. I mean, they have to have somebody with experience and whenever it comes to that. So if you want to read my blog, it's right there. Check it out. Every week we're writing something new. I like doing that. I think I'm going to continue to do blogs, and I'm going to keep it on my Up Challenge website. Just blogging different things and putting videos up there. It's kind of fun. Then you can look back and see how you felt. Like, oh, I wrote about this. This is kind of nice. So, and
right. It just gives people, you know, ideas and guidance and, you know, just looking at training in different ways and how to get motivated. And, it's, you know, I enjoy reading your blogs and enjoy the other girls' blogs as well. And it just, you know, it's sometimes, you know, because not that we've lost our spark, but it just lights it brighter, you know, gives us more of a spark and like, oh, okay, I look at it, you know, it's just motivating. So they're great blogs, and anybody out there who's, you know, competitors, non-competitors, I mean, they're just great to read. You know, it's the, these blogs are geared toward the road to the Arnold and how we prep and how our minds are working, you know, right now and just staying motivated and, you know, pushing the last few weeks. So it's great motivation.
Yes, girl. And also next week not next weekend, but I'm going to be participating in this. It's a charity event. It's called the Ion Image Studios. It's a fashion physique fitness fashion show. And this is for the Susan, I don't know how to say, Common Cure. Yeah, Susan Common Cure for Cancer. And mm-hmm. I'm going to be there. Chelsea Montes, Aaliyah Suarez, Allison Fawn. A lot of the girls from my Off Challenge team are going to be there. My fiance, Trent, is going to be there. Aaliyah's husband, Asia. Also, Chelsea's husband, Chris, Emily, one of my, two of my clients, Lisa. I mean, like, we have a whole limo. There's about 40-something people are going to be at this event. And it's going to be all exciting. We have Dennis from California. They're providing a lot of the clothes as well. So it's going to be a great event, and it's going to be on the 26th. If anybody is in Austin and is listening at the Phoenix Austin Club, and we're going to have a DJ there. His name is DJ Rapid Rick. He's going to be shaking it and putting some good music there. So anybody in Austin, you know where to go on the 26th. Come out there and check us out, striking our stuff on La Pasarela, doing that walk, baby, doing the walk. Like that.
I like it a lot. That sounds great, girl. And like you said, it's for a good cause. It's for breast cancer. And you'll be out there, you know, supporting. Your team will be there, Off Challenge. So sounds like a great event.
Good. Well, girl, let's, before we go to a break, do you want to tell us the quote of the day?
I sure will, Mama. Here we go. The positive thinker sees the invisible, feels it intangible, and achieves the impossible.
I like that, girl.
Yeah.
You've been very positive lately. You got a lot of positive stuff in you. You know, it's like, what, have you been eating sugar or what? Because you like very...
We no like sugar it. For me, y'all. That's not on my diet. But, no, it's definitely just, you know, just try to keep it positive. You know how, I just feel so blessed with everything that I have and the people that I have in my life. And, I feel a lot of gratitude for everything that I have. So I think it's just finally just, I'm showing more gratitude. I'm showing more of it, you know. So
that's awesome. Well, I'm so blessed to have you in my life, and I'm so blessed to have my doggies and have Trent and my mom and all my family in my life. So with all that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back on Muscle Girls Inc. Don't go too far away. Don't go and get into the kitchen and try to eat something that you're not supposed to, because I can see you right now. You're trying to go and get to that cake, that leftover cake from Valentine's. So stay away from that. We'll be right back.
Muscle Girls Inc. VPX Meltdown. Five university studies have proven that VPX Meltdown is the world's fastest acting and longest acting fat burner. To get the body you want, you need to burn body fat. One serving of VPX Meltdown has been university tested and proven to burn fat for up to 6 hours. Keep the muscle, burn the fat. Case studies on fitness women prove that 100% of the weight lost with Meltdown is pure body fat. Visit VPXSports.com today for a free sample of university proven Meltdown. From bikini to bodybuilding, CJ's Elite Custom Competition Suits is where the pros go. Founder and creator Cynthia James, known to the physique world as CJ, has been customizing suits for over 20 years with a unique combo of style, fit, and bling. CJ is the official suit creator for Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler, and being an IFBB Pro official and NPC judge, CJ knows what it takes to present the perfect package on stage. CJ personally manufactures every suit she creates using only the highest quality Austrian-made Swarovski first-cut crystals for an unmatched stage presence. CJ's Elite Custom Suits, no two designs are ever alike. Check out all of CJ's suits at cynthia-james.com, where you'll also find her latest bikini division suit innovations. CJ's Elite Custom Suits are what the pros wear. Jay Cutler, Tanji Johnson, Ava Cowan, Phil Heath, Dexter Jackson, Trish Warren, and many more all know that CJ's Elite is the only way to go when it comes to top quality and innovative suits that fit every time. What are you waiting for? Visit cynthia-james.com right now and check out the new men's physique division creations as well. CJ's Elite Custom Suits. It's where the pros go. Isolate and grow with the Isolator. The Isolator is a unique device that allows you to target muscle groups like never before. Ever wanted to get that perfect contraction right at the belly of the muscle to stimulate new growth? The Isolator can do just that. Can't seem to bring up your chest or back? The Isolator will help you get those new muscle gains. The Isolator is hands-free, so your grip isn't affected. That means if you have any nagging injuries, such as joint or rotator cuff pain, or problems with your grip, then the Isolator will have you back in the gym today. The Isolator follows your natural range of motion without being locked into a machine or at the mercy of those old school hand grips and rigid pull down bars. That means you can still do bench presses, pull downs, rows, flies, and whatever other movement you normally do, but with greater stimulation and a lot less stress on your joints. To find out more about the Isolator, visit isolatorfitness.com. Check out the videos and see the Isolator in action. Isolate and grow with the Isolator. Visit isolatorfitness.com. Shredded RX in East Meadow, Long Island is your one-stop shop for all of your bodybuilding needs. Shredded RX has all of the hard-to-find supplements. Shredded RX carries the entire line of Species Nutrition products and are an authorized dealer for Gasp Clothing. Come in today to experience the upscale and laid-back atmosphere with a staff comprised of bodybuilders and athletes who know exactly what you need. Mention that you're a member of RXMuscle.com and receive a Shredded RX Black Card, which is good for 10% off all merchandise. And for the entire month of June, use the coupon code RXMuscle to get 10% off all purchases. Visit us today at ShreddedSports.com. That's ShreddedSports.com. Shredded RX. Shredded RX. Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back from the break. This is Sonia Gonzalez, and I am joined by Adela Garcia, and you are listening to Muscle Girls, Inc.
Yes, so that's right, and don't forget that this is the week that you are giving love to everyone, so don't, I know Valentine's was yesterday, but you're still giving love to people, so don't be being mean to anybody out there. So, Sonia.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Sonia, our first guest this evening is a licensed physician, celebrity trainer, motivational speaker, health and fitness journalist, and the creator of the Sexercise Aerobics Interval Workout DVD. First aerobic workout released on DVD to be developed and led by a medical doctor. Please welcome Dr. Venus Ramos to Muscle Girls, Inc. Hello, Venus, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for being on our show this evening. It's a pleasure to have you. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully. Ready and excited to continue to celebrate Valentine's week. It goes along perfectly with my Sexercise DVD.
I know, girl. I've been reading about it a lot. I wanted to talk about this in a little bit. But before that, I wanted to ask you, because I know that you have been involved in the industry for quite some time. When did you first start it?
Let's see. I started back in 1997, my very first ever fitness competition, and I've been competing since then. I've tried a little bit of everything, a little fitness, and then when I got injured, a little figure, and then went back to fitness, and then got injured and went back to bikini. So I've been competing for well over a decade now.
Wow, I think you used to do the Fitness America pageant too, right?
Yes, that's where I initially started, and then I switched over to the NPC.
Yeah, I remember seeing you, because I used to watch all the videos, and I remember seeing you doing your routines, and then I remember seeing you on the stage at the NPC level too, and it's like, like you and I have connected, we have grown together with this industry because we've been involved for such a long time, so it's a good thing, right?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I loved watching you on stage as well. I remember when you won your first Fitness International title. It truly inspired me because I myself come from no type of a gymnastics background, so it just made me feel like, you know, there is hope. There is hope for us girls who don't have that gymnastics background. We can still excel in our other abilities, our strength and our power, and we can show that off and entertain the audience.
Yeah, that's correct, though. It's always no gymnastics here, just a lot of different power mind, you know, trying to learning from different videos, YouTube videos, and spending tons of long hours just trying to get myself what I can learn and I can do this, you know. So it's inspirational to see that, and I mean, it's good to know that. Thank you so much. So tell me, what inspired you to start competing?
Well, like many girls that I know, it's just something that I saw on television, and I decided I wanted to do it. I wanted another challenge. I was actually in medical school at the time at the University of Miami, and I happened to be at a sports bar in South Beach and saw it on TV. Friends were joking with me saying, hey, you should try that. I said, you know what? I'm going to. I challenged myself mentally and academically, so now I want to see what I can do physically. So that's what I decided to do.
And you were going to school, to medical school?
Yes, I was in medical school at the time, so it was quite challenging balancing medical school and then training for the fitness competitions and actually learning everything, learning dance and learning a little bit of gymnastics and trying to fit that all into the schedule. And then came residency, and I still wanted to continue to compete because I absolutely loved it. So there was the balancing of residency and a fitness training schedule.
Wow, I give you a lot of props because that is a lot of work. You're going to school to be a doctor, and then you're training, dieting, to step on stage, learning a routine. I mean, that takes a lot.
Yeah, it was quite the challenge just to get on stage. So that was usually my motivation was, let's see what I can do. Can I balance this? Can I train? Can I diet and still study and still do well? And just getting to the stage was my main motivation. And now that I've finished my residency and I'm in practice, actually excelling on stage is my main motivation. So I continue to try to improve.
It just goes to show, when you have a goal and you have, you know, other events going on in your life, but you have a certain goal, like your goal was to get on the stage again, all those other events, you know, they happen. You know, you structure it and you just keep on your path. And, you know, that it says a lot for Adela, for I, and, you know, other competitors as well. You know, that goal of getting on that stage and just having a goal, you know, it just motivates you to keep to pushing with the other avenues that you take on in your life, you know. And it's something to be said, you know, for fitness, bikini or figure, you know, and just setting that goal for yourself. So that's amazing. I mean, it's, you know, residency and medical school. Oh my gosh, you're a multitasker. Great.
Absolutely. I just find that when you have all these goals in mind and you just stay focused, everything else kind of falls in place, and even better things can happen for you and more opportunities develop just because you're able to maintain your focus and realize that you can achieve everything that you're setting out to do. So it's just amazing.
Absolutely.
What further opportunities can develop when you show others that you're able to handle all of this.
Right. Absolutely. And that being said, are you planning on continuing for the journey and getting your pro card, or?
I would absolutely love to get my pro card. I have every intention of returning to the competitive stage. Even though that I've come out with this workout DVD and we're working hard to promote it, it's still something that I'm doing in terms of training. I'm hoping to, I am preparing and training for the Arnold Amateur to compete in bikini coming up in a couple of weeks. So I'm very excited about that.
Awesome. I mean, you know, how busy is this exercise keeping you? I mean, it's got to be one of those things that it's just, you know, you have to pay close attention to detail, and just, you know, I'm sure it's like something constant, always, you know, promoting.
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. You know,
yeah, promoting it is. Just getting out there, making appearances, doing the interviews, and just coming up with ideas more and more of how to get people to learn about it and know about it and accept it. That it's just always ideas are popping in your head, and you're trying to make time to do that, and then at the same time continue with your training. I actually found it kind of interesting, and I decided to make this somewhat of my challenge. I've worked on a lot of my training already, but why don't I try actually using this exercise DVD workout program to help me prepare for the Arnold? So I've been using it a lot in terms of my cardio and for the 4 weeks prior to the Arnold Amateur. So I'm actually challenging myself with my own workout DVD to see exactly what it can do for me.
Oh, girl, that is awesome. A light bulb just went off in my head. I mean, you can use it as exercise. I mean, this is always my motto, staff with class. You know, when we're on stage, you want to have the staff, but you want to have the class. But, I mean, this exercise video, I'm sure this could, you know, help you with your, you know, shaking your ass on stage, right?
Absolutely. It makes you very confident in your own sexuality, but at the same time, you're functionally training. You're conditioning yourself. You're absolutely burning calories that you need to get the lean physique that they're looking for. So I think it serves all purposes.
So how do you come up with this concept of sexercise?
Someone actually approached me. He the president of the company, Ray Palomino, he just came up with this idea of, well, there's lots of women out there who want to get in shape, who want to lose weight, or whatever their motivation might be, but you go out there, you do kickboxing classes, or you go out there, you do some cardio salsa, but how many times are you going to go out there and want to kick someone's ass? I mean, why not train for something that you might actually want to do on a regular basis with your loved one? So it makes sense. You train for everything in life. You train for work, you train, you study and prepare in school, you even try to learn how to cook, you may take lessons, cooking lessons, so why not train for sex, which is actually a very important part of bonding when you have a close personal relationship.
Right.
So we figured it was pretty much a physical activity like any other physical activity, and in order to improve, you should train.
So you guys, okay, so I was reading your website on the whole DVD, and you guys said that it's a DVD, so you are showing 9 different positions, is that correct?
We actually have 10 different positions, 10 different sexual positions that we show a couple in the positions. They're actually clothed, so this is a completely non-pornographic DVD. But we simply show the couple in the positions, and we describe how to get in that position. But the second part of the DVD is the actual workout, which all of the exercises in the workout help train your muscles and strengthen the muscles needed for each of the positions. And each of the 10 positions were specifically chosen because when they're all put together, you actually focus on training every part of your body, so it's a total body workout.
I mean, a lot of the people, you're right, because we never look at, sex as being an exercise, but actually you're burning calories, so, and you need to be able to have the endurance to be able to stay for a long time, it's not like, okay, well, some people look at it like, oh my God, this is something that we should not be talking about, but yeah, you need to talk about it because that's part of having a good, relationship with somebody. If you guys don't have a good sex life, your relationship is not going to be that good. That's one of the most important things, like you said, is bonding with that other person, the significant other. So that's important, and learning and being able to perform well, just like you get on stage and I do my fitness routine. I have to be able to last long whenever I'm with my significant other too. So
exactly.
That is
it. So it's just like any other physical activity, and because it can be an important part of relationship, why not be able to perform your very best at it?
And I was looking at a small YouTube video that you guys have, and I saw a lot of some of the exercises you guys do, stuff like, you do squats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing also like lunges and just a different type of stretching as well, that it will help.
Absolutely. We do a lot of core exercises because core is, of course, very important in pretty much most every activity that you do in life, and especially in sex. And we combine the exercises a lot with a very basic move, which is the pelvic tilt. And being able to control your pelvis when you're doing a lot of different exercises is actually very, very difficult. And when you got very good control of your pelvic motion, you're actually training your core very specifically. So I actually find that the simple squat combined with a pelvic tilt in the middle can be very challenging.
That's exciting, though. That's but just looking at everything, and I'm going to try some of it. Sonia and I need to get one of your DVDs as well.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be happy to send you one. And we'll actually be happy to offer a discount to any of your listeners out there. So if they want to go to our website and order the DVD, they just go to ilovesexercise.com and put in the promo box that you heard it on your show, Muscle Girls, Inc. So just type in the promo code Muscle Girls, one word, and we'll give you $5 off of the DVD. So if any of your listeners want to order that, they can get $5 off with the promo code Muscle Girls.
See, that's exciting right there. Thank you so much. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
So did you feel being part of competing and being on stage, do you feel like it helped your career in getting this Sexercise tape? I mean, you said that somebody had, you know, recommended that you try this, but I'm sure it built up a confidence, you know, you being on a competitive stage and saying, oh my gosh, I can incorporate this into my training.
Absolutely. Having competed on the fitness stage, especially for as many years as I had, they felt, the owners of the company felt that I would be experienced enough in fitness and have the camera presence to give the credibility that they wanted on their DVD in terms of experience in medicine and in fitness and confidence on in front of a camera.
Right. And it's great. I can't wait to, you know, see this video, and it would definitely help, you know, the bikini girls in this realm of competing. So it's very
exciting. Because I think that once, because doing any kind of workout, you're training for your fitness, but because our focus is on improving your sex life, you're also improving something that's very intimate. And when you're training for something that's so intimate, you're also developing a very special inner confidence in yourself. And when you have that inner confidence in yourself, that's something that you can exude on stage very easily, and it just shows your confidence in your femininity.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
We're going to see more of that when you step on stage at the Arnold in
Absolutely.
Two weeks, right?
I'm very proud to show the results of doing the Sexercise DVD for 4 weeks straight.
That's exciting.
Very exciting. So are you planning on having classes in a studio? Will you be doing like a group thing, or...
That's definitely next up on our list of things to do for our company. We are designing the class format of this exercise workout, and we're hoping to start training instructors, getting them certified as exercise trainers, and seeing where that goes. We're hoping to get them into various classes and gyms and studios out there.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, you let me know, girl, because I am interested, okay?
Exactly. We want to show that that women should be interested in this. It shouldn't be something that you're afraid of or afraid to admit that you'd be interested in, because I would hope that everyone would want to have a great sex life or want to improve.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's always room for improvement.
How have people have responded to these? Have they been kind of weird, or can you tell how the response has been so far?
Especially at the Fit Expo, which is where we launched the DVD, we had a lot of people just kind of stop and look at the booth and go, huh. And then when they ask questions and when they watch the video trailer with clips of the workout, it just kind of dawned on them, you know, why hasn't anyone thought of this before? This is something that everyone should be interested in, so it's amazing that here it's 2011 and we have yet to see such a thing.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think it's just society. You know, we've always been afraid of that, putting sex out there, but... you know, that's just normal.
Obviously part of human life.
Yeah, it's like we don't have sex, then we will not be here. So that's just important. And at first when I looked at it, I was like, oh, you know, I didn't know. I saw the booth, and then I'm looking on Facebook, and to my
you know, surprise is you. And I'm like, I mean, I've seen you. You've been around for a long time, and I give you a lot of props because you have done a lot of this, so much with, I mean, just being a doctor, especially being a doctor. There's a lot of girls that compete that are doctors, but they don't take the opportunity to get out there. But being a doctor, you have done so much because, you know, I've seen you on stage. I've seen you working booth. I've seen you, you know, doing all the different shows. Like you said, you've done fitness, you've done figure, you've done bikini, and now you're doing this. You were even on the Gladiators, too. That's a contestant, right?
Absolutely. That was a fun experience as well. Another physical challenge for me.
So like you're not afraid of getting out there and trying to put something in. And to be a doctor and being somebody conservative, somebody might think like, oh, you know, when I look at you, you know, you look like this, you know, you look like this really good, nice girl and everything. But when I saw you doing the little clip today, and you're like, no, and this is how you do this, and this is going to improve your sex life. And I'm like, you go, girl. I got to give you
a chance. I think that's exactly why they chose me for the project. Because they didn't want people to think that this was just another sleazy type of video. They wanted a physician with some credibility who could bring some seriousness to the video in terms of that this is an actual workout. We're really burning calories. We're really truly training functionally for an activity that many people out there do. So, it's definitely something that I thought was worthy of addressing. As a rehab physician, I actually address people's disability, especially when it comes to their spinal cord injury patients. A lot of times they're not able to continue to function sexually as they had, and they have a lot of questions. How can I maintain the interest of my spouse? Because I have this spinal cord injury now, what can I do? To keep things interesting sexually. So these are things that we do address in the rehab office. So why not address them for other people who simply want to get fit?
That's important. That's really good. I'm very excited about that, and all I can tell you is like I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of you doing this. And my next question is, what is your next venture?
Well, I'm just going to continue to try to promote the current Sexercise DVD that we have. And we actually have a lot of ideas on further workout videos that we plan to develop. This is the first in a series of workouts, so we're hoping to actually develop one for the men, as this first one has been developed for the ladies. So, of course, it takes two to tango, so we do want to develop a DVD for the men as well.
That sounds exciting. That's going to be very interesting. You guys have a lot of work on your hands for that. So
Yes, we do. But, of course, one of my initial and always primary goals will be to get that pro card. So I'm definitely going to continue my training as I continue to market the DVD.
That's great.
We look forward to seeing you at the Arnold, girl, and we'd like to take this time to thank you so much for being a guest tonight on our show.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for letting me spread the word about the Sexercise workout, and thank you for letting me join you, because it is definitely an honor for me to speak with you ladies that I have esteemed so much on the competitive stage.
Where can people find you, and if they were interested in purchasing the Sexercise tape? What's your website, and where can we contact you?
You can contact me directly through my own website, which is drvenus.com, drvenus, drvenus.com, or you can go straight to our Sexercise website, which is ilovesexercise.com.
Awesome. And you are also on Facebook as well, too.
Absolutely. Just look me up, Venus Ramos.
Righty. Well, thank you so much, and we will see you in 2.5 weeks at the Arnold Classic.
I'll see you in Columbus.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sonia, we have such a great guest tonight, Dr. Venus Ramos. I love this girl. This was just a lot of good information for a lot of people out there, because, come on now, we know that a lot of people, they don't like to talk about sex.
And everybody wants to, nobody likes to talk about it, but everybody wants to improve on it. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, you're right. Everybody wants to improve on it, but nobody wants to talk about it. They don't want to do anything about it. But it's one of those things that it's, she's right, though. I mean, you, the same way, I mean, if I want to get on stage and do my 2 minute routine and I don't want to get tired, I mean, I have to be able to do the same things at home, too, you know? I got to be able to have endurance.
Right.
I can't be getting tired, so, you know.
Absolutely.
No, I mean,
you're learning how to, you know, get closer to your man, and you're working out at the same time. You're in the privacy of your own home, and, you know, she's working on getting studios going, you know, where she's going to have group exercises. I mean, like I said, sign me up, because I want to be an instructor. You know what I mean? I'm human, you know, sex is a big part of our lives. So, that being said, it was a great show, and I just, you know, people get out there and check out her website. She's a doctor, so she can, you know, she backs up her information. She's not medically, you know, she's checked it out, and it's great stuff, and, she's a competitor, so she knows exactly what we need for competing, you know. It's awesome. I believe in it. I believe in sexercise.
Girl, it's perfect, though. Like, you're right. She's a competitor, and a lot of, and it's not only for a competitor, only, you know, every woman out there, like, they started with the strip pole exercises, too, now. They have those classes. So everybody wants to be sexy. Everybody wants to look good. So it's about, you know, being all like, hey, baby, look at me. I can move like this, too. You know, like, hello. I can do all that stuff, too.
And because not everybody can work a pole, but everybody, this is more of like an aerobic kind of type of, you know, workout. So, I mean, it's great. All my girlfriends that are listening, that's what you're getting for Christmas.
I know, right? We all gonna get that in video, so you can do that. Yes. I know, even Jeff, you need to get one of those videos, too, whenever they come up with one for guys.
Hey, listen, you know, I'm going to use my Muscle Girls discount code on her site, you know, as soon as she comes out with that one.
Yeah, so you can have your girlfriend, you know, you can order your girlfriend one of them, too. There you go.
Yeah, you know, I think I got a new gift for her for Valentine's. Thanks, you see? You helped me out.
Awesome. Well, we had a great time tonight with Dr. Venus Ramos, and we look forward for next week for another two great guests. We're going to have two guests next week. This week, we wanted to give Venus a little bit more time, but next week, come back to Muscle Girls, Inc. We're going to go eat now because we're getting ready for the Arnold 2.5 weeks. We wish you guys a very lovely week. Keep loving, everyone. Keep loving. Don't stop loving just because it's not Valentine after next week. So just tell everybody that you love them. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Muscle Girls, Inc. Hasta la vista, baby. Chao, bacalao.
Listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. Join us next week at this same time. This has been a presentation of RxMuscle.com.